Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Michael Eisen, and it's time for your off-season report, the Giants Draft Class Challenge Edition. 1 week of voting is in the books, and the fans have made it known who they think, at least in round number one, who are the best New York Giants draft classes. Now, Mike, there were some upsets, and the first one I want to talk about is LT's draft class, not just beating, blowing out the draft class featuring Phillip Rivers, which turned into Eli Manning, and Chris Knee, along with, of course, Reggie Torbor and Jabril Wilson.
I'm a little surprised by the margin of victory, but LT, a Hall of Famer, still one of the most popular Giant, if not the most popular Giant ever. I'm not totally shocked, but I am.
Eli Manning, Mike.
Eli Manning,
we're talking about chopped liver here.
You always think that the current players are more on the brain of the fans and they'll get the votes, but again, that the LT name or LT letters are just so magic to Giants fans, and they, anytime you pick a first ballot Hall of Famer in a draft, it's going to weigh heavily with the fans.
And really, only Billy Yard, the other influential player in that LT draft class, we'll see how they perform in round number two. And Mike, one of the upsets I was really surprised about was that 1956 draft class, knocking out that 1986 draft class, which featured Mark Collins, Eric Howard, Pepper Johnson, Eric Dorsey. But 1956, Sam Huff, he's the name, but don't forget Don Chandler and Jim Katkavich.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that also, because the 1986 draft was the first players were all defensive players, and they helped the Giants immediately win Super Bowl 21. A lot of them helped the Giants win Super Bowl 25. No Hall of Famers there, but you know, Pepper Johnson, Mark Collins, Eric Howard, Eric Dorsey, a lot of solid players. I guess the star power carried the day with Hall of Famer Sam Huff, and Don Chandler was an outstanding player, a very good kicker. And Katkavich was a terrific defensive end.
Who'd have thought people on Giants.com going for the old-timers?
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. Usually you would expect the more recent draft class to win, but I guess let's hear it for Sam Huff.
And we'll see how they do in round number two. That voting starts on Monday. Now, two very close matchups, 2007 and 1993. 2007, inching it out on that final day of voting.
Well, the Super Bowl 42 team will always be a magical one to Giants fans, and that class, as we know, everyone was involved in the playoffs. A lot of those players, like Ahmad Bradshaw, helped the team for many years, so I can see that. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, in 1993, though, that's Michael Strahan, that's Jesse Armstead. Strahan, of course, is a big part of the 2007 Super Bowl championship team as well. And Jesse Armstead, along with Michael, got them to Super Bowl 35 against the Ravens.
Yeah, it's interesting. You would have thought 1986 would have won because of its depth. It looks like 2007 is going to win because of its depth. So fans in different years go for different criteria.
Yeah, 93, the star power, losing out to the guy, to all the different guys in 2007, really everybody in that draft class contributing at one point during that Super Bowl season. And then finally, Mike, 1997, just inching out 1989 in that final matchup. That's Tiki Barber, that's Ike Hilliard, that's Sam Garns, and then 89 is that very deep draft class the Giants had with Howard Cross, David Meggett, and you can go on and on with all the guys in that draft class.
Yeah, I think 97 was an excellent draft class. I mean, people forget Tiki Barber, who is by far the all-time leading rusher on the Giants, was the second-round choice behind Ike Hilliard, but Ike Hilliard was a very good receiver for a lot of years, eventually retired as a Giant. Sam Garns was a real sleeper in the fifth round, so I think that's a strong class. You know, you could go either way on that, but I have no problem with 97 edging out 89.
And we should have some more close matchups in round number two. They start next week, Mike. I can't wait.
It'll be fun, John.
Make sure you check it out on Giants.com. You vote for who you think is the best Giants draft class in Big Blue history right here on Giants.com. Voting in round number two starts on Monday. Make sure you check it out on Giants.com. For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.